We recently spoke with UBC Marine Biology PhD candidate Austin Thomas about his work researching harbor seal feeding behavior in the Strait of Juan de Fuca off Washington State. In our video, Austin explained his research on seal feeding patterns and behavior. However, we were also interested in hearing Austin talk about the broader implications of his study. Here, we discuss his work in a bigger picture context. To begin, we get a recap of Austin's motivations in conducting his graduate work on seal feeding behavior.
One of the reasons why I was motivated to do this particular study is because I found in reports from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife and from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada that people had basically said they saw lots of harbor seals in these areas where herring were aggregating prior to spawning, right? So the areas where all those herring sort of group up and get ready to go put down their eggs and sperm. And so they actually have hesitantly blamed, let's say, the decline of certain herring stocks on increases in harbor seals.
Since the 1970s, the harbor seals have been protected and their population has increased dramatically. This has caused significant public concern because people are now worried that an increasing seal population will consume more fish as well. Specifically, fisheries managers are concerned about the Pacific herring stocks, an important commercial fish species for the West Coast. If increased seal populations eat more herring, especially during the spawning seasons when herring are abundant, they may prevent further generations of herring from being born. In the past, when species were viewed as problem animals and were believed to be eating more than their fair share of another species, they were removed from the ecosystem by way of hunting or being shipped off to aquariums. This was done to prevent depletion of fragile marine resources. However, Austin's research did not find that harbor seals are the problem species that some believe.
So we didn't see that there was one or two animals that were eating a disproportionate number of those herring during the spawn season. Instead, we found that they were sort of eating herring in all seasons, and it really happened in lots of different places, right? It wasn't one particular location where those herring were spawning.
So Austin set out to examine what the seals were feeding on and when. His methods can be seen described in the accompanying article. However, what is particularly interesting is that Austin's research did not find what was expected.
It would make perfect sense, right, that harbor seals would go to those places where herring are aggregating prior to spawning. But that's not what we found at all. So we found actually quite the opposite, that they were not eating adult herring during the season when herring were spawning. And so that has a lot of management implications.
So this finding meant that harbor seals may not be to blame for herring stock declines after all. When we asked Austin about the significance of his work, we learned that implications for the fisheries are not his number one interest. While Austin is interested in marine ecosystems, he's not particularly interested in how one species impacts humans. Rather, he is interested in understanding the interactions that occur between all the species in an ecosystem, or looking at the environment as a sum of its parts rather than a collection of unrelated species.
I'm interested in harbor seal ecology. I'm interested in why they do what they do, why they go where they go, and what that means in terms of what we call trophic interactions, right? So they're going to be feeding at different sort of levels in the food web, and the interactions that they have with the food web are going to have pretty large implications for that marine ecosystem because there are so many of them, right? They represent a pretty large amount of biomass in the marine ecosystem here.
Speaking with Austin, we learned that the relationship between harbor seals and Pacific herring stocks off the coast of Washington is a complex one. While Austin's work has shown that seals may not be solely responsible for herring declines, we learned that this is not the question he set out to answer. Instead, Austin was interested in gaining a better understanding of the ecosystem as a whole and contributing to knowledge of the complex interactions between the species that make it up. With a greater understanding of ecosystem complexity, we will be able to have a more informed relationship with our natural surroundings. Let's hope that researchers like Austin Thomas continue to add to this understanding. The health of the planet's ecosystems may be at stake.